Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following program is brought to you by the Preferred Home Team. Content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal or real estate advisors. Welcome to the Real Estate Radio Hour, a forum of ideas, plans, and expert advice on all things real estate. Andy Prasky with RE/MAX Advantage Plus was named Super Agent by Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. Chris Rooney of RE/MAX Preferred is a Lakeshore and Luxury Home Specialist. Together, they cover the Twin Cities.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Real Estate Show here on 830 WCCO. Chris and Andy in the studio. We have a special guest we'll introduce here in a moment. But I, as usual, want to ask the guys how their weeks went as far as real estate.
It was nice to have some sun.
Yeah, for a change, yeah.
Boy, had to use oven mitts this week, Danny. It was pretty hot.
I guess, and will be. It's already 80 as we speak right now. Yeah. Yeah. But how was the week for you guys?
Yeah, I was talking about the market, not the temperatures, yeah. But it was good. We started seeing a lot of showings in all price ranges, actually, and constant, of course, demand on the under 250 is ridiculous. I mean, it's like we don't even have to list them anymore. You just basically tell the real estate community what's going on, and they, boom, they're done. The offers are in.
Don't say that. They might not want us anymore.
Who?
Clients, sellers.
Yeah, well, I think
you still got to position your house right.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's the relationships, too. I mean, when you do your research and you spend, you look at the per square foot price, you look at the views, you put in all the things that an appraiser puts into actually a value of a home. And beyond just what the seller wants, you come up with a price that actually works for that client, and then you hit the market with it. We're still seeing, though, on some of the lower price ranges as houses have gone so aggressive, 6.8% appreciation in the last year. We're starting to see where it's the market is kind of the appraisers are kind of keeping up with it, but it's getting a little ahead of the appraisers. We're starting to see more appraisal challenges. $5,000-$10,000 on a under 250 is not uncommon, because we're starting to push the boundaries of what's considered to be a comp.
And happy to report that the upper bracket is starting to move a little, whereas before, I mean, in May, it was just kind of really blah. Yeah. Not much was happening. But right after Memorial Day, all of a sudden the showing started popping up again. So that's good. Got to start getting some action in that area as well.
Mm-hmm. It is good.
All yeah. Right.
What else are we going to do today?
Well, one of the things that Andy and I were talking about, we actually went out before the show and went to breakfast and talking about it.
Preparation.
Yeah,
wow.
We were preparing. Yes.
What a concept.
Yeah. But the one thing is we were talking about was realtors and mm-hmm. and having a realtor, and that there's a difference with some realtors. And, and a lot of people talk about commission and paying a realtor for what they do. And I think it's important to know that, not all realtors do the same thing.
Right.
There's a lot of things that you can do. And I think what's happening in a market like this, and let's just say we're moving out, like Andy said, that under 250 is, there's a lot of demand, a lot of people coming in and grabbing that stuff. And it's kind of like navigating through how much more you're going to get over full price, mm-hmm. and keeping the whole deal together until closing. But as you start moving up in the brackets, there's a lot of things that that can change and put your house in a better position. And I always call that, I call it positioning rather than staging, because there's more than just staging your house. It's staging when you're going on the market, it's positioning yourself in the market and knowing what's happening in the market and be able to attack it.
Yeah. It's very true. And I think that there's a lot that goes into, like, for example, selling a house. Like, I just don't want to pay 7%. Well, what if you paid 7% and you made an extra $25,000 on the sale price of that house? What are you getting for that extra percentage? And that's the question that I think a lot of people don't ask. I think as an agent sitting across the table, they just want to know what the percentage is. They don't even really care to listen to what your marketing is. They just want to know that you do the best marketing. They assume all marketing is the same. It's just not true. I mean, there are complete stark differences out there from when somebody pays a smaller commission just to get a property listed on the MLS and they take a couple of pictures on their phone versus somebody that's actually out there marketing proactively after the market, the target demographic that we're going after, using social media, using websites, using tools like virtual tours, the aerial photography, and the different things that will allure in and sell that, like you always say, Chris, sell the lifestyle, I think is the key thing now, is that we're starting to not just market properties,
sell emotion.
We're marketing emotion, absolutely. We're marketing lifestyles. And so the agents that are really having success now, and this is, you know, kind of, a lot of times it isn't the old experienced guys like us. Sometimes it's the young, you know, buck that just came in, or the young new gal that comes in the real estate business, and they know how to reach that customer. They know how to hit that emotional button, and then they get people to come to them because, not because they have experience, but because they're really good at marketing. And so that's something that we, as we in real estate, like to hang on to is, well, I've got a lot of experience. Experience is very important when it comes to negotiating, but when it comes to marketing, you really need to ask some tough questions in today's market.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I tell you, you hit on something, and you said a target. Who your target is. And you have to, if you got to determine who your target market is, and then you got to gear your marketing towards that. But then again, you can't just leave everyone else out.
Right.
So there's a little trick to it, because you're trying to go after this one person. But if you say, hey, this is the perfect place for you and your mother-in-law to live, everyone who loves their mother-in-law, not, they're never going to even look at that house. You know what I mean? And so then what you're doing is you're totally alienating some people that might love that because it's a teen suite instead.
Hey, easy on that. I just got calls last week from when we were talking about kicking the sisters out of the duplexes.
We did good, Daddy.
What do you have against your sister?
He's the one that said it, though.
Well, I meant that in a, you know, storytelling kind of context. Yeah.
For those who didn't, those who didn't listen, what was it again that we were talking about?
There was a question that came in, is that when we were trying to sell mom's house and the sister lives on the other side of the duplex, should we have the – and she's very in that situation.
She's paying low rent.
Low rent, yep. And she wasn't necessarily keeping the place as cleanly as we would probably want to show it. So I suggested that they take
evict
care of
the daughter.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Or raise the rent and clean it up. And that apparently didn't go over very well.
Somebody took issue with that. Probably the sister.
So I apologize to all those that I've offended.
You know, in segment number two, we're going to have Karen Sullivan in, and we're going to talk a little bit about there's a little tug of war thing that's happening out there.
If you're not buried or under not the sand, there's, my goodness, they've been advertising the heck out of this event, and it's coming up, and it's sounds like a pretty fun deal, actually, Denny. They've got a bunch of teams that are, you know, everything from the different police officers to different charity groups to, you name it, restaurants, bars, breweries are involved in this, too. So it sounds like it's going to be one heck of a fun event, and we've brought a guest in to talk about that.
Yeah, and we're going to kind of focus on autism as well.
Yeah.
And I think autism is, I mean, you think, okay, it's a real estate show. We're talking about real estate, and we're going to go in and talk about autism. But it's really interesting from a real estate standpoint that, you know, we have to deal with that quite a bit. I mean, there's obviously a lot of people that have autism, and how you got to set up a house, you know, and if you can get in at certain times, because there's certain things that, you know, I have one house that's listed. It's a beautiful house. And this their son really is into like the Legos and stuff, you know, and it's unbelievable what this kid built. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's beautiful. But you can't, like, I mean, from a normal real estate perspective, you'd come in there and say, you know what, we want to make the room appear as big as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. We got to move this out and this. You can't move that stuff out because it ruins their routine.
Right.
So, you know, and sometimes you'll see showings that are, hey, we need 24 hours.
Right.
They need to prepare for that.
Sure.
You know, and there's more reasons than just that. You know what? We just don't want you in, and we want, you know, plenty of notice. There's reasons for that.
Yeah.
So,
but
a lot of people don't think about that, though.
Yeah, and preparing too, like having someone throw a sheet over top of that project, because other children or people like me would like to go in there and add to or play with that design. And so what happens is that child that lives there will also notice that and probably not necessarily favor that. So then they won't like having showings. So what I'd say is that, like you said, there's a lot of different things we can address and talk about with housing. The other thing is being a good neighbor. Understanding, you know, when you do have children in the neighborhood that, you know, that there's different behaviors that are displayed sometimes that we just, you know, maybe aren't used to, that, you know, now you just being aware makes a big, big difference. So.
And Karen Sullivan, not only is she an accomplished author and columnist, but she's also the mother of an autistic son.
Yeah.
So
I wanted to call her Jack's mom.
Jack's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's she's Jack's mom.
Well, we're going to bring her into the picture here and right after the break.
You got
to do that?
Yep. Yes, sounds good.
All right, very good.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our real estate show here on 830 WCCO. Chris and Andy in the studio. By the way, you can always
phone in or text in a question that's related to real estate. Our phone number, and we've cleared the line, 651-989-9226. Or if it's easier for you, send a text, 81807. Well, Chris and Andy, we're going to kind of veer off the track a little bit as far as real estate goes, because you brought in a special guest.
Yeah, and not only we're veering off a little, but it's for the good of a lot of money is being raised in this event.
Yeah, as I'm trying to post at the same time. Yeah. What we're doing here today is we're trying to actually do a little awareness and then raising money for a team that we really want to see get to their goal today. And so Karen, we've brought her into studio today to talk a little bit about, and I always say as Jack's mom, because I think it makes it a little more personal when you talk about your own kids, and it makes it, that's where the heart thumps behind the push behind everything of raising money. And talk a little bit about what the event is and how people can participate and how they can help you.
Okay. Thanks so much for having me, guys. So WCCO-TV is, as part of their community engagement, is putting together a first-of-its-kind, incredibly unique, fun event next Saturday morning that they are calling an epic tug-of-war. And they have put together 10 teams that will participate in the tug-of-war. Each team will be on a barge in a sand pit. The barges will be tethered just offshore, one team on the Minneapolis side, one on the St. Paul side. And there's going to be a synthetic rope that literally is going to be stretched across the river. And teams will be pulling against each other. So as you guys mentioned, it's, you know, the police departments, it's the fire departments. We've got the professional sports teams, the Twins and the Saints and the Wild and Minnesota United. And then there are a couple of the breweries, Bad Weather Brewery, and they have the Glam Doll Donuts, or the Roller Girls and Glam Doll Donuts. And they came up with 9 pairs and were left with a spot for 10. And so they formed Friends of Fraser, Minneapolis, and Friends of Fraser, St. Paul. And as a board member and as a parent of an adult son who receives services from Fraser, I had been busting my tail doing fundraising. And so they put me in charge of the Friends of Fraser, St. Paul team.
We're going to ask all the listeners to kind of hopefully add to that. If you don't get to your goal, Andy's going to get the remaining money in there.
Woohoo! Go, Andy.
This is the only way I kept him quiet. First time ever.
Donate now. You're saving puppies.
When you were talking about how they set that up and everything, I couldn't help but think. Yeah. I said, that sounds like Andy Prasky would set that up. I mean, that's a great idea.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a fun event. And, you know, hopefully that they can hit their goals. You know, on our Facebook page now, actually, from the Real Estate Radio Hour on Facebook on CCO, you click through, and then we've got the links on there, and you actually can support the team here, because we need to raise at least another $3,000, sounds like, right, to hit our goal.
Well, I can tell that math is not your thing. That works for me, though, Andy. We're at $8,300 out of our $10,000 goal, but let's go with that.
I'm going to go
17,000. I love it.
Yeah.
I try to exceed my clients' expectations, not meet them.
As do I. Let's go with that. $3,000, that's the number.
Do you need anyone else to actually help pull?
I would have put us on that team so
exactly.
fast.
Yeah, the teams are pretty set, but I know that this is the first of an annual event, so you guys can talk with the folks at CCO about next year.
Yeah. So let's talk a little about the Fraser House and what they do.
Well, so Fraser is Minnesota's oldest and largest provider of services for people with autism and other special needs as well. They served over 9,000 clients last year. They do everything from diagnosing a child who, you know, has some questionable developmental concerns or behavioral concerns, then providing a variety of different services at school, on the clinic sites, in the community. And then they take them through all of the phases of life, which is where my family is now, because my son is 25, soon to be 26, and Fraser supports him and up to 10 other folks in an apartment in St. Paul, just a regular apartment building, by helping him and his counterparts there with all of the activities of daily living. And each client has different needs. So, for example, my son doesn't drive, never will. And so they will take him to Fantastic Sam's to get his hair cut, or they'll take him to Trader Joe's to do his grocery shopping. He's got different people who work with him on, you know, various challenges. Like many people who are on the spectrum, he deals with anxiety. He's very aware of himself and his autism and how he's different than other folks. He has difficulty with a lot of sensory issues, so smells and sounds and that kind of thing. And so he's for years gotten help with coming up with strategies and just awareness about how to deal with those things. And then Fraser's helping folks who are looking to get out into the community to be employed. You know, how do you fill out a resume? How do you get volunteer opportunities so that you can build a resume and so forth? So it's a lifelong condition, which I didn't appreciate when he was diagnosed in 1993. I think people are far more aware today than they were about, you know, how this is a comprehensive condition that impacts individuals differently. It's certainly not a cookie cutter.
It takes a lot of different forms. That's what I've noticed. I mean, there's very high functioning people that are autistic.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's called a spectrum disorder. And so the beauty of Fraser is that they are very adaptable, and they develop programs and open new clinics in places to deal with members of the community. As a board member, I am very aware of how many challenges there are. If you think about just the funding model, clients like my son, you know, have a waiver, which is government funding, has insurance coverage that pays for some of the services, and all of those programs are in flux now. And so this event is so huge, and I'm so enormously grateful for CCO for choosing Fraser, because it's going to help to fill the gaps in some of these services.
Well, I looked at we're up to $8,350, guys. So we want to keep raising the money on the link. So I want you to go Real Hour 830 WCCO. That is our fan page here from the show. We have the link on there. You can click. You can donate $10. You can ding $10,000 if you want to donate. So we really would love to see this fundraiser really take off. And that's why we brought you on today, because our listeners are so generous. We've had other folks come in, and they're so kind, and they're giving people, and so. We thought this was a great cause, and we'd have you come in today and share it with our listeners. So thank you very much.
Well, and thank you for having me. And I will say thank you and shout out to RE/MAX Advantage Plus for a $1,000 donation. I am very grateful. But you're right. We'll take $10 all the way up to whatever. It all helps. So.
As long as it comes up to $3,000.
Right. That's the thing.
And Chris, they don't take IOUs, so they...
Darn it. I just got to say, they threw the RE/MAX Advantage Plus at me now. RE/MAX Preferred, we got to see what we can do.
See, this there is what go. It's all about. That's the tug. That's the war. You know what I mean? That's fun.
It's a great deal.
Another analogy by Andy.
Tell you what, we have to take a break. We've got more show to come. Again, if you have a real estate question, either by phone or by text, the real estate number is 651-989-9226. Or send us a text if that's easier, 81807. That's 81807. Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our real estate show. If you do have a question related to real estate, by all means, 651-989-9226. You can also send a text. We have both now at 81807. Guys, let's go back to the phones, and we'll grab some texts along the way as well. Renee is calling in from New Hope. Renee, we're all listening. What's your question, please?
Okay, my husband and I bought a house in Columbia Heights, and my grandson and his wife are living in it. They would like to buy it now, so they will have to get a mortgage. What do we have to do? I mean, does the mortgage search the title company? Do we have to get a real estate lawyer? We don't exactly know what we need to do now.
You bet, Renee. Great question. I'll tell you, the first thing you need to do is come up with an agreement. You know, and then and get it in writing and memorialize it. So then the mortgage company can get started, and then they can more than likely that mortgage company will recommend a title company. We've got a couple here that are with us, but the big thing is getting that contract written and getting that all the details figured out. There's a couple ways that which you can do that. You could certainly call a realtor or a local realtor to come over. They'll do basically a facilitation agreement. So they can kind of – it's almost like an a la carte menu. We were talking earlier about the mm-hmm. commission part. But you have to pay them 6% or 7%. You can say, hey, how much would you – do the contract for, and how much would you follow through to the inspection period or bring it all the way to closing? Mm-hmm. So you can do that part, but that's the most important thing, be able to get that in writing. But there's a couple other interesting things that can happen as well. If there's, and I would talk to a lender about this, maybe even before that you write up the contract, is there's sometimes that you can do a gift of equity, which might help with your grandson's down payment and stuff too.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity for you to, if you choose to actually donate a portion, you know, as they forgive, and then that can count towards their down payment, or put them in a position of equity so that they maybe don't have mortgage insurance, for an example, and then that lessens the payment for them and makes it just an easier battle to fight, you know, without having that extra.
Yep, absolutely.
Fee.
All right, good. Thanks, Renee, for the
It's
question.
Not too unusual either.
No,
that people need that, and we get calls on that all the time
mm-hmm.
to be able to help people do that.
If you want to call with your real estate question, by all means, 651-989-9226 or send a text 81807. You got a text over there?
I'll do it. I live in Clearwater. They're putting a new bridge next to my house. Who can I talk to find out if my house will lose value or not? Every appraiser I talk to says I have to talk to a lawyer. Who else can I talk to? I think one thing is if they're taking some of your land, you know, that there's a eminent domain. They basically come in and then they offer you money to be able to kind of take the value of that land and mm-hmm. pay you for that. But how about the actual factor of, say, she's not getting her land taken away, the factor of having a bridge go over? I mean, mm-hmm. if it's opening up traffic to be able to come that way, well, certainly that's going to probably hurt you more than it's going to help you.
Yeah, it could go either way, right? And I think that's the, is it putting you in a better position or in a disadvantage? And that's where the representation comes into play, where if, you know, you have an attorney that can demonstrate that this is, you know, hurting your value. A lot of those road projects and whatever, they have budgets or they have, you know, slush funds, if you will, to help compensate for those kind of items. I've had the opportunity to be part of an expert witness through the MnDOT, where we actually had a right of way that was taken away from a bunch of houses, and we were putting on there what the value of the property was declined because now they took not only 20 feet of the front yard, but they took the sidewalks out, they took some of their trees, which were the natural buffer between the road and so there was significant compensation that was offered, but it wasn't enough, and so that's hence the kind of the mock trial that they had. But anyway, so there's, you can elevate this. The big thing is to talk to your city officials too, and make, you know, a lot of times they work with the counties or the state to make those projects happen, and their job is to protect and serve. So, you know,
and the other part is that, I mean, if you're the last link into that bridge, I mean, obviously there's some negotiation strategy that goes into that as well, but you made a really good point that it could help you as well. And where it could help you, let's just say this bridge is going over a river and your other access point is, 10 miles away to kind of go all the way around the bridge to get there. Now, all of a sudden, it's a 2-minute thing. That might really help with the value of your property that, because it turns out to be a better location. You know, True. But if it's a highway bridge, and you got people flying over it every day, I mean, and you have no protection, like Andy said, they might take all your trees.
Yeah.
But those are things that you can kind of negotiate on these. I've seen that, hey, you know what? You got to create a berm for us. You got to put up the evergreens, and obviously purchase the land from you too.
So, okay.
There you go.
Yeah. So you touched on it earlier, Andy and Chris, about if you're paying a seller or a purchase, whatever, paying 6 or 7% commission.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you know what you're getting? I was just looking at a video that Chris showed. It's beautiful photography
mm-hmm.
on just the landscape of this particular property.
Right.
The other thing is when you're talking about that, it's in the Wilds golf course area. And that video, that's where I was talking about positioning. You know, you got to get the feel of what that property is. And that's one thing. I mean, drone photography mm-hmm. is a big thing, but there's drone photography that you can just see it from the air versus, going after the pieces that really capture the essence of that house and the lifestyle of it, mm-hmm. And what's really cool about the drones, a lot of people think that, hey, it's just aerial photography and you do that. No, that's not. I mean, there's so much more to it. I mean, you saw it where the fountain, we went over the fountain, it's off a walkout level, and the drone kind of just trickles over that fountain. You hear the water, you know, and it just sets up an ambiance that, you know, that you want to be part of.
But just because you're paying a real estate agent 6 or 7%
doesn't mean you're
going to
get
You're
going to get that service. Yeah, I was just thinking about my photography crew, and they've got the sliding, you know, tripods where they make that action shot, just like they do in the movies where they're turning and they're sliding it sideways, and it creates that addition. I mean, it costs a couple $100 extra, but it feels like $1 million more when the consumer looks at it. It's like, wow, it creates that impression. They're beyond just thinking, oh, look at the shaky camera. You know, they're using gyroscopes and running up the stairs and doing, you know, all these fun things with video. The key thing, though, I'd say is this, Danny, is that when you're listing a property is really to sit down with that agent, because the agent wants your business and they want to give you enough marketing so that you can actually, you know, get the house sold. But what are they giving you? So like when someone tells you that the house is a 5.5% listing, but they don't do anything for you, you could be completely getting ripped off.
Yeah.
You know, you think you're getting a great deal because it's only 5.5%. But then the guy that was at 6% or 6.5% that, like I said earlier, can fetch maybe $20,000-$25,000 more for the house because they're truly showing the assets of the property. They're selling the lifestyle. They get people excited about the house. When they're there, they're like, oh my gosh, the emotions kick in. This is our property. And I think I just think enough people don't sit down. They just look at the number. They don't look at what do you actually get. Show me the list of what I'm doing, how I'm getting it, when you're advertising, how it's being advertised. You know,
that's how you look at a house too. And in every house, there's positives and there's challenges. You know, and what our job is to do as a realtor is accentuate the positives and justify the challenges, you know. And when I say that, it's justification. So let's just say you're kind of on a busy road out in front of you, but you have a sanctuary in the backyard.
Right.
You know, I mean, people are going to say, you know what? Oh, sure, that's busy. But gosh, look at this. And my house will block any noise and it'll be perfect back here. And I absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. That's a justifier. You know, and that's what you have to be able to come up to. But that's the other thing. I think that what we maybe in this industry lack a little is being able to tell and go to the seller and tell them exactly what they need to do.
But Chris, you know, that comes back to the point when you're sitting in front of somebody, you're being interviewed for the job. You don't tell the boss that he's got a piece of his salad still on his shirt yet. You know what I mean? You're still trying to set that first impression. You're trying to earn that boss so that he hires you. Once he's hired you, then you ask for permission to be honest. But the thing is that it's almost too bad because, you know, I think that there's a lot of really, really talented agents that get in front of people and they probably have more to offer than they realize. And the customer gets hung up on the commission. And like I said to you again and again and again, if you went, let's do it a different way. I'm willing to pay out 6% or 7%. And what do I get for that 7%? So you as a consumer pitch to the actual agent, I want to see how much I'm going to get for that percentage. What a whirlwind of difference. I mean, they're going to be pulling everything out of that rabbit's hat to kind of, the rabbit out of the hat to show you what they can do and what the things they're adding. And I don't know, because I think that the big thing in our industry is that people assume that they're getting ripped off and by being charged more. And that's not the case. And that's one of the things we were talking about this morning that I think needs to be clarified.
It's good. Good clarification.
Get another text.
If you have a question, a real estate related question, we always welcome yours, either by phone or by text. Here's the phone number, 651-989-9226, or send a text, 81807. One came in earlier, Chris. What was that one?
Advantages or disadvantages to buying a house on large acres of land?
You like them all?
sometimes financing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? If you have multiple acres, it turns it into agriculture, which extends the foreclosure process. Mm-hmm. Some lenders won't do that, so you got to go to a certain way of doing it. There's different companies that specialize in that. So financing might be a big thing.
Or, you know, the other one is with acreage, for an example. Let's say that you move into a rural area and you don't have the big acreage and you actually don't have a pole barn and you can take advantage of some of the great programs like the USDA has where it's no money down. So now you can keep your equity, put that into maybe wanting to do improvements on the house or whatever. So there's a lot of really cool products out there. You know, I would say find a local expert that actually can, you know, dive you into those opportunities and help you maximize your adventure there. So,
and obviously advantages, as you got a lot of privacy, you know, and it's great to be able to have. You could do a number of different activities on that property. Disadvantage is maybe if it's a lot of land or open land, you know, you got to maintain that.
Well, then that's true. But, you know, I mean, again, selling the lifestyle. Last week we actually mentioned on air we had a property that was up in Oak Grove, and we actually mentioned that the property you could actually Nobody necessarily likes it, but they have the ability to deer hunt if you chose to off of the property in Oak Grove. Mm-hmm. We had a listener from Brainerd drive down and actually purchase that property because he wanted to be in the city and still wanted to have the feel of up north. So this station's pretty impressive, I tell you.
That's cool.
Good listeners
That's
everywhere.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's take a break. Inviting our listeners, as usual, to phone in or text in their real estate question. 651-989-9226. Or send a text, 81807.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our real estate show. We're around every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour, always welcoming your questions, either by phone or by text. By the way, the text number is 81807. Chris, you got
And the text has been busy, so let's nail these. Have a townhouse that I did a contract for deed on, filed the contract for deed with Hennepin County. The contract for deed has been satisfied, and the mortgage is paid off. What do I do next to get the townhouse in their name and out of my name? So this is a seller talking. Do we have to go through a lawyer, a realtor, a lawyer? Someone had mentioned we got to do a quick claim deed. Your advice? You do not have to do anything.
No.
It's already been in their name because it's a contract for deed. It's just like a mortgage. And so, like, when you pay off your mortgage, you get a satisfaction, you know. And so what the buyer should be doing is asking for that satisfaction. Then it's clear title.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's an important thing to do. But from a seller's perspective, there's nothing you have to do, you know. It's really the buyer's responsibility in which to do that. So with home prices going through the roof, what is the best strategy for a young person with about $50,000 or $60,000 down, good for them if it's a young person that has $50,000 or $60,000 to put down. New owner help. It's just scary. Okay. So number one, you're in a very good position to do that. I mean, we talked about, you know, a lower a price range and they're hot. But the other thing is that it's not all about just who has the highest offer. It's about who's able to perform. And a lot of times in those lower ranges, not a lot of people have a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have minimum amounts down, and sometimes you'll run into appraisal issues.
Well, that and, you know, I got to be honest with you, I'm more of a listing agent, so I see a lot of these offers come in where they say, well, I know you said with the note that the freezer's not included, but we want the freezer, we want the drapes, we want the what, and these offers come in so complex. And you got to remember that I, as a listing agent, have to present that to my client saying, okay, not only did they come in at asking price, which is wonderful, but they've asked for closing costs. And they go, well, I'm not paying for it. They can't afford the house. I don't want to give it to them. It's interesting. Put yourself in their shoes as a seller. Think about when you're writing an offer. Make it easy. Make it clean. Make it simple. And those offers are getting accepted on the spot. We're having it where these and it's not that the clients are being represented, you know, or the agents are writing what their clients are asking them to. But some of these offers come in with 30 things on there that I have to explain to my seller. And yeah, the original price is there, but I'm like, I don't want to deal with these people. You know what I mean? We told them the refrigerator's not included, and then they asked for it. And we told them this wasn't included, and I go, can you imagine what the inspection's going to be like? And if you don't think those conversations happen with listing agents and their clients, it does. And so when you write offers as a buyer, clean, easy, simple.
I'm glad you said that, Andy, because I think buyers and sellers have to put themselves in the other buyers and sellers' position and think that way when they're doing it. I had a great comment from a client earlier this week. And they stated, you know, at this point, it's really not our house and what we want anymore. It's what we're trying to be able to sell to that buyer. And it's so true. And it's and us as realtors come in there, and it's hard. It's really hard to go in and tell someone that, hey, your house is only worth this, you know. And by the way, that prized bell collection that you have, you know, though beautiful, we have to be able to, you know, take that out. And the reason is, and this is the interesting thing, if you go through a house and you go through with buyers, you go through a house and it's like they spend more time looking at those bells than they look at the kitchen cabinets, which they're supposed to be looking at. And we've had scenarios where they have such wonderful furniture and everything's just like perfect that people start looking at it and say, you know what? There's no way I could make the house look this good anymore. Well, in reality, if you get a lot of that stuff out, they can see what's included and they can make it their own. And so, yeah, so that's a, you know, that's the positioning thing that I'm talking about. It's more than just, you know, hey, paint the house and, you know, clean up the yard. It's a lot more than that. So that's true. How you end up making money. So, all right, father-in-law passed. Deed was in both names, but house is in a trust. Does he need to come off the deed house in a trust for kids? That was just kind of a little different text, but that's legal advice, and we can't give that. I would 100%
get a hold of an attorney. But I'll tell you what we do is we have a bunch of contacts. And if you guys contact us, either Prasky.com, that's Prasky.com.
Yep.
That's Andy's website. Mine's ChrisRooney.com. We give those answers all the time, or else put you together with the people that'll do it. We've got a lot of people that give free advice, like Chris Mahol, Jeff Sweefel, really kind of nice things. So, you know, you mentioned our Facebook page.
Yep.
And that we had Karen Sullivan in today. And I also put, you know, that video we're talking about in position stuff like that. 3249 Wilds Ridge. That's open tomorrow, Sunday, 12 to 2. Check out that video too and come see me out there.
That's an amazing video. Yeah. And it's not like multi-million dollar home.
It's only. But I know. $775,000. I mean, you couldn't build it for $950,000.
That video makes it look three times as.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, come on.
Well, I mean, no,
it just accentuates it. Yeah.
Yeah, but they got to move the bells.
You're getting unbelievable value.
Well, and I just wanted to plug one more thing with Fraser. They're doing that pulling together fundraiser. It's on our site. We have the Real Estate Radio Hour 830 WCCO. There's a link on there. Click on there and help Karen Sullivan raise money for their team, the St. Paul team. And it should be a fun event. Or come on out and support the event in person.
And for those that didn't hear, that Karen was here earlier. She's, besides being Jack's mom, she's a writer.
Author, writer,
she's an inspirational
speaker. Yeah. I mean, she's everything. She's on Jordana Green's show.
Yeah.
A lot on Thursday nights. But I also have to say, I just got a text from my wife. My wife's like a fan of soccer. She is now coaching the soccer team right now. So if anyone wants to go out to Minnetonka, Freeman Park, never. Freeman Park. This could be interesting.
Kids have never been in better hands.
Yeah. That's great.
They'll get treats.
All right. Guys are going to come back next week, I hope.
I hope so.
Every week.
Good deal. All right. Thanks. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back again next week with more Real Estate Show here on A3OWCCU.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.